Good morning. For those who don't know me, my name's Andy. I'm the pastor at the church here this morning. I'm the pastor tomorrow as well and days after that. But anyway, when Caleb, who is now nine, when he was born, a little bit after he was born, when he was very little, Kate and I were sat around at home. I think it was a Saturday morning or something like that. And we had a bunch of jobs and practical things that needed doing. So I said, oh, well, you do this and that and the other, and I'll do this, that, and the other thing. And then when we've done all that, then we can go out. And Kate turned to me and said, yes, but who's going to look after Caleb while we do all of that? I had conveniently forgotten that we had a small child to care for. Not my finest moment of parenting. And so we said, well, okay, well, I'll look after Caleb while you go off and do all of this and that, and then you can look after Caleb while you'll go off and do all of that. And for a moment, I had just forgotten that so much in our life had changed, that we now had a baby in our life, and it had changed everything. We couldn't just think now about the stuff that we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it and when we wanted to do it. And actually, now we had something else that we were responsible for in this case. It was very small at the time, but a very little thing had changed everything. And for just a moment, I had forgotten about that. And I think there can be a danger on days like this and at times of year like this when there's so much going on that we can forget the baby that it is all pointing to. We've had so much fun already this morning, and it's easy to miss what it's pointing to. Matt, that's your cue. Thank you. And because we've had singing, we've had dancing, we've had mess falling from the sky, we've had songs, we've had carols, and there's so much else going on, isn't there, at this time of year? There's so much that maybe you're preparing for, or not quite feeling prepared for, or looking forward to, or anticipating. It is a busy time of year for lots of people. Or maybe there's other stuff just going on that feels like it almost crowds all of that out. Maybe there's other joys in your life right now that are even bigger than Christmas. Or maybe there's sadness in your life that feels so much bigger than what's going on. Maybe there's hopes or fears, joys or sorrows. As Kath reminded us as we started off, we come with different places and different emotions at this time of year. And all of that can sometimes get in the way of what this has all been pointing to this morning and what the Christmas story points us towards. At the end, the last few lines of the play, in so many words actually the songs, but the last few lines remind us of what this is all about. And I just wanted to draw our attention back to them again, those last few words that were said in the play. That night we saw the beginning of something really amazing, and we knew the world had changed forever. And of course, that is the real reason we are all here this morning, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus together and the hope and love that he brings to all of us. Right at the end, we got to the heart of what this is all about, of pointing us back to who this is all about, that this is about the birth of Jesus. And just for a moment, we want to take a little look to what the Bible says about all of this. We've had all these different characters coming in to our play. We've had Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the very, very wise men. And if we come back to the Bible, we see actually what they're all pointing us to. They all point us towards who Jesus is. This is what Mary discovers in Luke chapter 1. The angel comes to Mary and tells her this: "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." An angel appears to Mary and tells her about who Jesus is going to be. That Jesus is going to be king. He's going to be Son of God Most High, and his kingdom is going to go on forever and ever and ever. If you've been here over recent Sunday mornings, we've been talking about just this a few weeks ago, that Jesus is king. He's the only one who can rightfully be king over the whole world. He's the only one who can rightfully be king over our lives, and his kingdom will never end. Mary discovers something of who Jesus is, that Jesus is king. And then we get Joseph, and in the story, Joseph discovers not something about who Jesus is, but what Jesus is going to come and do. In Matthew chapter 1, we read about an angel appearing to Joseph and telling him this: "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived of her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. We hear about not just who Jesus is, that he's king, but what Jesus is coming to do, that he's coming to save people, that he's coming to rescue people. He's coming to rescue us from sin, it talks about there. The Bible uses the word sin to talk about all the things that we do wrong. When we fail to do the good stuff that God would want us to do. When we do the things that God would not want us to do. And the consequences, all that is so much more than just for us personally. The consequences of that are huge. And we read here that Jesus has come to rescue, to save. That's what Jesus has come to do. And then we come to the shepherds. What were the shepherds dancing? The conga. The shepherds and their conga. Thank you. And the angels appear to the shepherds. And they tell them this, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." Good news that will bring great joy for all people. We know who Jesus is, that he's king. What Jesus has come to do, that he's come to save. And what that means, it means great joy for all people. That this wasn't just for a few people. This wasn't just for Mary or Joseph or the shepherds or some wise men. Not just for people who come to church all their lives. Not just for people who look a certain way or behave a certain way. But this is something for all people. That what this means is great joy for all people. And tonight, actually, at the carol service, we'll be singing and celebrating just that, this good news of great joy for all people, and reflecting a little bit more on what that means. But this is good news for all people. And then we come to the wise men in Matthew chapter 2. And if you've been here over recent Sunday mornings, we've been thinking a lot about the wise men and what they came to do. But just a verse from it. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." The wise men caught on that this person, this baby born, was someone worth coming to worship. The only one that you worship is God. We're told to worship God alone. And they caught that who this baby was God come to be with us. That's why he's rightfully king. It's why he's able to save. It's why he brings such joy, because this is God come to us. That in Jesus, in this baby, we meet God face to face. We discover that God isn't far away and distant, but God has come near to us in Jesus and will come near to us in Jesus today. But maybe your Christmas right now feels a little bit more like this. It looks a little bit more like this down here, certainly. And maybe that's kind of either what you're looking forward to. For some people I know, this represents great joy. For some people I know, this represents madness and chaos. And maybe it just feels like there is so much in there right now. So much busyness. And I want to encourage you today to not let the joys or the sadness or the fears or the hopes to be so big that they crowd out what today has been pointing to. Don't forget the baby. Will you remember who he is? Will you discover who he is and who all this is pointing towards? That what we've been doing together, as Cass said right at the start, this is about Jesus. This is about pointing to him, that Jesus came, King, Savior, to bring great joy, to be worthy of being worshipped. Will we realize that that's who he is? And he's the one that can bring great joy to us today. But maybe you feel, well, what about all the other stuff? Or you don't know the things I've done. Or you don't know the things I'm trying to deal with. The stuff that I'm trying to sort out. Or you don't know what's going on in my life. C.S. Lewis put it like this. That in Jesus we discover something bigger. He said it like this. Once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than our whole world. Once in our world, a stable had something in it that was bigger than our whole world. That one day what we remember at Christmas is that in Jesus, God was found in a place where they kept animals. Something bigger than the whole world was found lying in a manger in an animal's feeding trough. The one through whom the whole world was made was found surrounded by animals. And not just bigger than the whole world, but I want to say that the one who came is bigger than your world. actually something has come that's even bigger than whatever joys or whatever sorrows, whatever excitement or whatever fear you might have. That in Jesus there's one who is so much bigger and so much greater. And actually, like those people in the first Christmas, like Mary, like Joseph, like the shepherds, like the wise men, we too can discover who that is. We too can discover the difference that Jesus can make. We too can discover the one who's right worthy of being king of our lives, the only one who can save, the one who can bring us great joy, of God himself come to be with us. So this Christmas, amongst all the other chaos and madness, don't miss what this is pointing to. Don't miss who Jesus is. Don't be like me. Don't forget the baby, but discover the one who changes everything. Kath.